I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself. A place to discover your passion. The gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. I'm Deanna Lee. And today our guest is Jacinta Earle, who lives in Bremerton. She has spent 3 years as a boot girl in the Deanna Lee Dance Organization. And right now we're talking on Zoom. And although you won't be able to see us on video, I see you, Jacinta. Hi there.
Hi there. I see you too.
What are you doing right now?
I pulled some herbs from my garden and dried them out. So I have some lemon thyme and some oregano. And so now I'm just going to store them.
Well, I love that. Well, today on Live, Love, Dance, we're going to talk a few things about quarantine and how that has changed the way that you connect with others. And also how quarantine, or the Q, as we call it, Jacinta, has affected your life as a boot girl. We'll also get into the fact that you live in Bremerton, who are, you know, that city is in Kitsap County, which is in phase two, and how that's going for you. And also, we're going to talk about if quarantine were not a factor, what would constitute a perfect day for you? So you have an opportunity to kind of think about that before we get there. And then we're going to leave today or close out today with something that's inspirational, because that's what we do here on Live, Love, Dance. And we're going to find out, you know, how quarantine has affected you personally, because I know you pretty well and you seem to be handling it fairly well. And if others are struggling with quarantine, we're going to find out maybe what advice you would share with them. So let's get started. Jacinta, quarantine has changed everything about the way that people go about their daily lives. What is a way that you feel like quarantine has affected the way you connect with others?
Well, definitely connecting with people in a way that we haven't done before. I've learned how to use Zoom. And, well, I mean, I used Zoom before, but using it in a different way now. And I've really enjoyed learning all the new technology and different ways to connect with people. And I've been finding for myself that I've even been connecting with people that I wasn't connecting with before, you know, even more now. So that's been kind of a nice thing.
Yeah. So what can you give us an example of, like, who maybe you're talking about? Was it maybe like a friend you hadn't seen in a while, or a family member?
Yeah, a friend that I haven't seen for a while, and a family member. We did, well, a few family members. We did, my little cousin put together a family Zoom meeting a few weeks ago. And so we had people on there that don't necessarily come to our family gatherings, but they came to the Zoom meeting. And I know, you know, for everybody, it's been really challenging to not see family. And so being able to all be together that way, and it was fun kind of watching the little kids be on the video too, and making funny faces and being silly, and everybody talking over each other, just like we would, you know, in person.
But it sounds like that this family Zoom meeting that you had, it's not something that would be normal if we weren't in the queue. It's not like you would just get together like that on just, you know, any occasion. It'd have to be something really, really special to bring everybody together. So that's truly something that's unique about quarantine.
Well, and that was one of the things that was neat too, because it wasn't necessarily a special occasion for us to get together on the Zoom meetings. So I'm hoping, you know, after this, that we can have more stuff like that, you know, be able to connect with each other more often than we have been.
Right. Well, you're coming in and out because I think you're not close enough to your camera, so you might want to just get in there a little bit closer. So we're talking about how quarantine has, helped us not take each other for granted as much. And I think that's a good thing. I guess that's what you have to do when you're in lockdown, is you have to look at the bright side of things. Now, quarantine has affected us in so many ways. And you, as a dancer, as a member of the Boot Girls dance team, How has quarantine changed the way that you dance?
Well, I have been really glad that we've been able to do our rehearsals via Zoom or Facebook Live. One of the things that I've really enjoyed from that as well is watching everybody's videos. Then I can watch each person individually over and over as many times as I want. And I do.
And you do?
And I do. So that's been a lot of fun. However, I find that dancing next to people, there's a lot to be gained from that too. You know, we all dance our way, ourselves, and we feed off each other when we're together.
Right. When you get to dance next to someone, particularly, I'm sure just with any dancing, but, you know, particularly with the line dancing, you feed off someone's energy that's next to you. And so if you're not dancing big enough, let's talk about our friend Michelle.
Right.
Right. We call her the Energizer Bunny. And when you dance next to her, you tend to dance bigger just because she dances so big all the time. Is that how you feel?
That's exactly how I feel. And, you know, I always aspire to dance like Michelle.
We all do.
So being next to her, of course, is a huge energy boost. And, you know, it doesn't just make me want to dance bigger and better, but it's such a good feeling to be next to your friends and dancing together.
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely a sisterhood and something I miss so much right now. But we're slowly being able to get back together. And we'll talk about that in a second. But before we get to that, something else has changed in your dance life because of quarantine. You're a lead dance instructor, and you had classes that you taught every week in Tacoma at Studio 6. But then we had to pivot, and we ended up doing something very different and something that was truly different and unique for you. And what was that?
So that was another thing that I was really excited about. Of course, I was, you know, extremely disappointed not to be in the classroom or in the studio teaching in person, but we were able to do Facebook Live videos teaching the dances that I would have been teaching in person. And so while I don't get to see everybody's face while I'm doing it, or, you know, see how they're taking the instruction, they too now have a video of me doing it, and they can go back and watch me over and over.
And we do. Well, it's great. I have to brag on you a little bit, because what she's talking about are these free virtual lessons that we began to put on daily from different instructors in the DLD organization. And we would do that on the Boot Boogie Babe Facebook page. And what's great about Jacinta's classes is she kind of kicks off happy hour on Friday at 2:00. She teaches. If you want to find her, she'll be on there today, as a matter of fact, at 2 p.m. teaching Boot Boogie Babes, Seattle's line dance team. You just look it up. You'll find her there. And you always get your son involved. Caleb, you've been teaching him how to line dance, right?
Yes. So I've been really excited to be able to include him in that. And it seems to get a lot of positive feedback from the viewers. And I just, you know, I'm tickled that he's willing to do it with me, and that he's always enjoyed dancing, but he does a good job picking up the steps and remembering them. So that definitely made it even more fun.
Yeah. And then every week you guys kind of coordinate your outfits.
We do. So, you know, it kind of started out where I was like, hey, do you want to put on one of my pairs of booty shorts with me and a tank top? And so, maybe not that, but we could do something else. So he's really creative like that too. So he enjoys having some ownership in that too.
Well, what's great about seeing not only you, but Caleb dancing together is whenever you're on screen together, a lot of people watch your lessons from all over the world. I mean, what are some of the places where people are watching from?
Oh, gosh, it is really all over the world. Australia and Ireland, UK, Poland. I think there was a New Zealand and a Brazil on there one time.
And all over the United States. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. And your lessons typically go viral and they reach hundreds of thousands of people. And it's really exciting to see you be able to give back to people right now. And when they see you and Caleb, I know what it does for me. I know the feeling it invokes for me. When I see you on the screen, I love it. When Caleb steps in there, I love it even more because now I see two people being able to dance together because one of the things that we've been doing in quarantine is dancing by ourselves. And we were just talking about it a moment ago. It's like, it's way more fun when you get to dance with somebody.
Well, he definitely, you know, just being there, we keep each other in place. So, you know, I don't wander out of my space too much. And I have to say it's a little distracting watching him sometimes because his little booty wiggles so cute and it just makes me laugh.
We all are adorable together. And I hope if you're listening to Live, Love, Dance today that you will check out Jacinta. She teaches at 2 p.m. Pacific time every Friday. It's free and it's on Facebook and you just search out the Boot Boogie Babes. So you live in Bremerton. Bremerton is in Kitsap County. Kitsap County is in phase two. And we have people that listen to Live, Love, Dance all over the world. And so if you're not sure what that means for Washington, basically, phase two is your restaurants. I think that was one of the biggest things, like your restaurants began to reopen. What is the first thing you did when phase two began in Kitsap County to support your local businesses?
Well, we've been, you know, trying to support them as much as we can, even during the shutdown. But
sure.
We're being limited there. But yeah, once everything opened back up, the first thing I did was I went and got my car washed. And then the next thing I did, I went to Tanning. And
you went to what? That dropped out. You went to what?
I went tanning.
Tanning. Okay.
And then I think the most fun thing that I did was I went out to lunch with my girlfriend to a restaurant down here in Silverdale. And so it was just, it was a little weird, you know, with the partitions and the tables being so far apart and only half capacity. But we're getting back to that vibe of being in the restaurant and having a drink and having some food.
Yeah. I know John and I went to, my husband and I went to a restaurant for the first time in like, we kind of stopped counting, but it's around 90 days. And it felt strangely very weird. But very familiar.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a new way of doing it, but still feels familiar.
Yeah. It feels really good to get back out there again. Now, if quarantine wasn't a factor, what would you, I mean, let's just say COVID wasn't here, quarantine wasn't here, none of that, you know, we don't have to practice social distancing. What does a perfect day for you look like?
A perfect day?
Yeah, what would you be doing?
Well, I would like to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. We had a trip to Mexico planned that we had to postpone. So truly, my perfect day is in Mexico on the beach with my morning beach walk and, you know, a cocktail in the pool to finish out the day and all the same in between.
I love it. Oh my gosh, I love Mexico so much. You're just painting such a lovely picture. Well, I hope you get to go. Do you have any plans to go to Mexico?
We do, actually. We have a trip planned in October, and we've invited a ton of people, and we're getting a really good response. So we should have a pretty decent crew going with us.
I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh, I want to go to Mexico. Well, Jacinta, one of the things we like to do on Live, Love, Dance is inspire others. That's what this podcast was created for, was to be able to particularly inspire women, and even more so women who might be struggling with something. And you are a dear friend of mine, and you and I have gotten closer because of quarantine. And I think that's, you know, one of the beautiful things about quarantine is you begin to draw closer to people in ways that you might not have before. And I know that there's some women who are struggling in quarantine. I can raise my hand and say I'm one of those. But I look at you a lot of times just for some strength, because you seem to be handling it so well. You always have a great attitude. You're always chipper and upbeat. Number one, what's your secret? And number two, what advice would you give to someone who perhaps is listening to Live, Love, Dance today and might be struggling? What would you say to them to help get them out of that funk?
So I don't know that I have a secret. I just kind of have a long history of, looking for the positive. We're a military family. And so for a lot of years, my husband spent pretty much half of our marriage deployed. And, you know, so I'm at home with the home and the kids and the bills and the work and the school. And, it can be overwhelming. And, you know, there are bad days in there, and the kids have bad days because they miss their dad. And you got to stay positive for all the people around you, the kids, and for yourself. And it's easy to say, you know, you have to stay positive, but you got to start with those tiny, there's always something good to see, no matter how small it is. If you can find one small thing that's good, and you can find another small thing that's good, and, you know, another maybe not so small thing. And, you know, one of the things that I really liked when my husband was deployed was I didn't have to make real dinner anymore. I could just make kid food all the time. And, you know, I think my kids must have heard me mention that enough times that they'd be like, oh, so we're going to just have kid food from now on, right, Mom? So even they kind of got in the habit of finding the positive things that happen when you're not in a great situation.
I love that. So basically what you're saying is find something, you know, if everything seems dark, find something small that you can focus on that's positive, rather than letting those negative thoughts and negative emotions take over. Focus on, start small, and then perhaps that positivity can grow.
Yeah, that's always helped me. And there are always positive things to be found.
That's right. We're breathing.
Yeah. That's the first one.
Yeah. And today we are going to do something that's really, really fun. And I'm so excited about this. On my show on The Wolf today, I was asking people, what is the last concert that you went to? Let me ask you that, and then we'll talk about what we're going to end up doing later today.
Okay. So I'm trying to think. I actually don't go to a lot of concerts, but it probably was watching Aaron Crawford.
Yeah.
He's my favorite musician to watch around here. So we try to go to his shows often. So that probably was the last one that I went to.
Yeah. Aaron Crawford at the South Sound Charity Run.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was it. Thank you.
With our friends from Half Lion Brewery.
Yes. And all of our bootlegers and all kinds of dancing.
Yeah, that was super fun. And that's what we're doing tonight. Going to go see Aaron Crawford. He's playing at a winery. And we're so excited to go see Aaron and just, you know, be around some friends and, you know, safely. And I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to see you. I appreciate you taking time to jump on Live, Love, Dance today and just have a little chat. I think your words of inspiration are going to be impactful for people who are listening who might be struggling right now. So I really appreciate you sharing all of that with us today, Jacinta.
Well, thanks for having me here to share it. I was going to add too that, you know, there, the people who watch our videos, who attend our classes, who come to our auditions, those people inspire me. And I get so much joy out of seeing the smiling faces and the happy comments on our videos. And it, you know, I'm just up there dancing with my kid, you know, and it means a lot. It means a lot to me to hear those good vibes from people.
Well, you're sharing a lot of good vibes with people and you're making people feel good. And it's not something that's easily done. And you've become such a great leader, and people are drawn to that. And I mean, I'm drawn to it on Friday. I know every Friday at 2 o'clock, I get to see you, and it always has brightened my day. Especially when you're in quarantine for 90 days and you haven't seen anybody, you're like, oh, there she is. Yay. And there's Caleb. Yay. How fun. So Jacinta, thank you so much again for taking time to chat with us. And I guess before I let you go, one thing I do want to ask you, is there anybody you want to shout out? Because I mean, is this the first time you've done a podcast?
This is the first time I've done a podcast.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we've done a couple shout outs to Michelle and to Caleb. How about my mom? I'll do a shout out to my mom.
Yeah. What do you want to say to mom?
Well, she and I had a late night drink conversation, and she bought a new house yesterday.
Wow.
And so I know, and it's extremely huge that she did that. And she is probably one of my greatest sources of inspiration. And, you know, all the time I want to be like my mom, and I hope that my kids think of me like that someday too.
Oh, that's really great. I've met your mom. She's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Jacinta, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the Live, Love, Dance podcast today.
Thank you.
I'm Deanna Lee, and until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.